You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor, saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. Now, you may have noticed that I'm flying solo this week. My wonderful co-host Olivia was feeling under the weather. Those allergies getting the best of her, really kind of kicking some butt there. So it will be just me for this week's case. And you know, I don't like to leave the audience hanging, my listeners, my locksmith family. I'd like to make sure we get something out if we can. So I was just going to hit you this week with a little bit of a short on time episode. But before we jump into that, I hope everybody's having a good week. Hope you're healthy, happy, everyone is doing well. And beating the summer heat, we just took my daughter today to Kids Bop, the live concert. And it was like 95 degrees outside, incredibly hot. It was just, you know, a lot to get through. She had a lot of fun. But as the adults were there, we were just like, man, this heat is really kicking our butt. So again, hope you're happy, hope you're healthy, hope you're staying cool. And with that, we'll go ahead and quit the gabby-gabby, get into the stabby-stabby, and break down this week's case. For this week's Short on Time case, we are headed to Albuquerque, New Mexico. On Saturday, July 15th, officers responded to a shots fired call at a local apartment complex shortly before midnight. When police entered the home, they immediately found a victim. An adult male had been shot and was lying deceased on the floor. According to the homeowner, Dominique Navarro, the man was a friend who had been over for drinks. A female friend of Dominique's was also in the home that night. Now, at some point in the evening, the three had walked to the outdoor first floor patio to smoke cigarettes, and that is when tragedy struck. While the three friends stood on the patio, a man emerged from a connected storage closet, wearing a shirt over his face as he pulled a gun. The masked man ordered the women back into the house. The male turned to run, and that is when the attacker opened fire, striking the victim and fatally wounding him. Dominique was able to make it to a neighbor's apartment and called the police. And though she couldn't see his face, she knew exactly who the shooter was. 39-year-old Chase Cuffey, the woman's ex-boyfriend, and he had been stalking her for many months. Cuffey was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. His victim would later be identified as 28-year-old Craig Dixon. Now, according to his family, Dixon was a light that shined brightly. He was a father of two who loved basketball and spending time with his family. On March 31st, Cuffey was found guilty of second-degree murder. He was also found guilty of 3 charges of aggravated assault. During the trial, it was revealed that Cuffey had been stalking his ex for over a year. In fact, in July of 2022, Cuffey had pled guilty to violating a restraining order, and at the time of the shooting, there was actually an active warrant out for his arrest. Additionally, text messages sent to Navarro from Cuffey were displayed for the jury, in which he begged his ex to come back. The defense claimed that Cuffey was not the shooter and that the police had been so narrowly focused on him that they could have potentially let the real shooter get away. But the prosecution argued that Cuffey was there to kill Navarro, and when Dixon turned to run, the focus of his rage shifted. Now, sentence is currently pending, but Chase Cuffey could potentially be facing 33 years in prison. So that's this week's Short on Time case, and we're definitely going to have to keep an eye on this one to follow up because I'm very interested to know what Cuffey ends up getting sentenced to. Unfortunately, we do many, many cases like this on this podcast where somebody just can't let the relationship go, and it does seem to be a case of if I can't have you, no one can. And it really is terrifying to think that, you know, you could end a relationship and there's just somebody being so dangerously persistent and, you know, texting you and showing up when they're not invited, blatantly violating any kind of, you know, protection order or anything of that nature. So I am really hoping that Cuffey ends up getting the max sentence and, you know, has to carry out the absolute maximum for what he's done because, you know, someone lost their lives because of the fact that this person could not let this relationship go. And, you know, it's just sad because it definitely very much feels like he was there to hurt his ex, Dominique. And unfortunately, you know, Mr. Dixon ended up getting the brunt of that. So for his family and, you know, just for the safety of everyone involved, again, really hoping that Chase Cuffey ends up getting the absolute maximum there. But if I'm talking deadbolt test or something like this, I would have to go ahead and put this at an 8. And I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, but it really just is because, you know, you could be out there living your life, trying to move on from something, and you have no idea what the other person is planning. You know, there's somebody sitting at home being like, I'm going to end their life. I'm going to take their life away because they won't be with me. And you operate through the world without having any, you know, knowledge of that at all. So for me, I'm going to put this at an 8. But as always, I want to hear from the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Craig Dixon fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend some time with you. We just had a handful of people join. Super happy to have you as part of the family. And if you're not part of that group, come hang out with us. We'd love to have you as part of that group as well. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. We've got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, things like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us keep the lights on, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing what we do with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you means just as much, if not more. So if that's you and you're listening and you're encouraging others to do the same, just know that we appreciate it so much. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth. And that's how that happens, is you just letting people know that we exist. So if you're sharing this in any way, just know we appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. Olivia will be back with us next week for another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check those locks. We'll see y'all next week.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.